Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Isn't the world supposed to end soon? There's this whole thing on the internet, right?
Yeah, this whole thing about how the eclipse is going to pass over the empty cross. And there's like all these names of like,
what does that mean? Empty cross.
There's an empty cross. I don't know exactly because there's so much to freaking read on this.
Yeah, and it's just like, we don't want to know the details.
I'm not a reader.
Tell me exactly when the world's gonna end.
All I know is going over the empty cross, and there's like four towns of Salem it goes over is all bad.
Oh, what they're picking things out of the Bible saying, here's the sign.
There's a lot of uncanny crap going on.
Is this the end where like Jesus comes back, or this is?
They mentioned Jesus, yeah.
It's right around Easter.
Yep.
Earthquake. Are they saying now the earthquake is a sign? Oh, rocks moved.
The rocks moved. He moved that rock.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Are you just making that up, or is that part of it?
No, part of it. Remember he came out of the cave and moved that rock?
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But I'm just saying.
Oh, you say Jesus might be walking around Taiwan now?
Could be. I don't know.
I guess like, wow, that was some hell of a sleep.
I have no idea.
What's going on this planet?
But yeah, there is talk about, but I'm confused because some folks said it was the one in August, like August 21st is another eclipse.
Oh, August.
But this one next Monday, and both stories say the same, both ones have the same thing. So I don't know which one it is now.
Oh, so there's two estimates.
Right. It's either this one or the next one.
All right. So it's this eclipse or another eclipse?
There's one in August. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know which one it is.
Well, there's not going to be a second eclipse if we don't get through this.
If we don't get through this one, then say it's been boom, you nailed it, yeah.
Where do you read this stuff?
Just type in Google. Somebody mentioned it to me over the last weekend.
My God, who are these people who talk to you and say these things?
Then, you just talk to people. You know?
Okay, I talk to people, too. I don't hear about the end of the
world.
And
they're like, oh, my God, did you hear this? And then that turned into...
Really?
Know, yeah.
Someone said... Oh, yeah. My God, did you hear this?
Yeah, let me see if I can find this apocalypse stuff here. Eclipse.
Clearly, no one really believes this because there'd be a whole run on toilet paper.
Yep.
How's the toilet paper supply? Because I know that's all we want. When it's the end of the world, we just go out and, hey, we're going to have clean asses.
Right. Well, you know, because we're going to use it first.
Yeah.
And
you know, that's
that ass warmth.
That ass warmth.
That
don't
ass
want
warmth,
any ass
boy.
Warmth.
Yeah. April 8th total solar eclipse. Why you?
This April 8th.
This one tells you why you shouldn't worry.
Oh, well that's good. I like that positivity. Yeah. We're not going
to
die.
Countdown to the eclipse. Could the end of the world be near? These movies.
Countdown
these
to movies, the eclipse.
These movies say yes. No, not movies.
Countdown to the eclipse.
10 seconds and counting. Okay.
Chaz and AJ.
If it's the end of the world, you don't have to worry about toilet paper. And
I know, but that happened during COVID, and what did we do? We ran out and got toilet paper.
Toilet, and we fought over it.
Yeah, but if it's the end of the world, what do you need toilet paper for?
You don't need toilet paper.
Because we're going to wear white robes,
exactly.
God says.
And the other thing, it's the rapture. That's what they're
saying. The
rapture,
that was it.
Didn't Blondie sing about that?
Yes, she did. High five, Freddie.
Yeah, and like the Nostradamus stuff and all that stuff.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think we're pretty close. Look at this world today. We're close. I didn't even get to retire. It was pissing me off. But anyway.
All that work for nothing.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not that
not
every single
time.
Living thing
like
on the planet is going to die.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't even get a chance to relax.
I've got a year left, and I'm not even going to see it. Son of a bitch. All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. This planet might be a ball of fire. God damn it. I didn't even retire
the
yet.
Last words were, damn it. It's amazing when you try and... You try and like put something in to Google. I want empty crossword puzzle. Stupid
technology. Stumping AJ once again.
I'm looking on my side here as well, and I keep getting the ones from 2012 where that was supposed to be the end of the world in 2000. The Mayan calendar whole
right,
thing,
right.
And
now,
those
now
are coming
they,
up now.
They
and,
moved it up.
Oh,
to the
oh right. Wait, no, no. We are way off on that one. We got 12 more years. All right. So in 2024, now it's going
to
happen.
Right, right. Because you double 12 to 24. It's another sign.
Yeah. Y2K was a situation, too.
Yeah.
Remember? Do we think the world's... When do we think...
Oh, here we go. Eclipse converge on Texas cross. Did God mark the spot? April 8th, 2024, the last time a total solar eclipse was seen in Texas was over 100 years ago. The next solar eclipse won't happen until the USA until 2045. Conservative Christians believe God is warning America with these two rare celestial signs. A deity wants the world to repent and focus on the cross of Jesus Christ. Critics beg to differ. They say the deity has nothing to do with the eclipse intersection right now of the empty cross. However, the skeptics cannot dispute the fact that the two eclipses converge over Kerrville, Texas, where the cross is. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of freaky. And the historically unique contemporary cross sculpture, which rises above the rural community over there as well. Now they talk about the place that's rolling hills. Nobody cares.
You're never going to be the guy in the robe on the mountaintop explaining to the people why or what's happening.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wait, did he just say...
You say yada, 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 blah, blah, blah.
I believe he just said...
He's talking in some sort of...
What does that mean?
He's talking some sort of code. Quick, what does that mean? Source code. I don't know, but there's a bunch of people are freaked out about this.
Well, I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm
curious. I'd like to know.
I had to find one article...
To find out something, Ruth?
...explains it clearly.
I was just thinking, if the world does end on Monday, it's going to suck the most for is the person who wins Powerball.
Can you imagine?
Right. If it's me, we're done.
AJ.
If I win,
AJ's going to win
if
Powerball.
If I win, just kiss your ass goodbye.
You're right.
I am the last sign.
That would be it.
Yep.
You know what? If that happens,
right.
I'm getting all the toilet paper.
I won the money. I won the money.
You people will now have to...
Oh, zon. Burn the sun. Zon. Yep, they got them.
Harold and Waterbury?
They call what AJ was doing, speaking in tongues.
Mm. Right.
That's right. Thank you, Harold. Is anyone heading to Maine for this eclipse? Apparently, that's going to be a very good spot to see it.
Yeah, very prime.
That's happening Monday, the 8th. The state of Maine is among the states expected to get prime viewing of it. Maine State Police, while welcoming visitors, posted a warning for those who plan to make the trip north. Be sure to pack a good old-fashioned paper map.
Paper map?
It's possible that cell towers may become overwhelmed and service can be spotty.
Huh.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
First of all, just Maine is spotty in general.
Oh, yeah. Not the greatest coverage ever.
Not the greatest coverage.
Just put a tower
just
in a moose.
Driving to Vermont.
Yeah.
It's spotty.
Oh, yeah.
You get into these mountain ranges, you're like, yeah, nothing.
Off the grid.
The state planned to welcome thousands of tourists starting the weekend beforehand, so that would be this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, everybody. Yeah. So how do you go to just being a dude to being a very successful brewery dude to being a very successful chicken franchise dude?
All right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Jason Sobinski, Sobosinski.
You nailed it.
Nice. Sobosinski.
Sobosinski.
President of Haven Hot Chicken, serial entrepreneur, and Black Hot guy.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Comedian Ayesha May in studio.
Good morning.
Morning.
You picked a good morning to be here.
I know, right? I'm hungry.
Look at this guy. He brought in all this chicken.
Oh, my God.
So how did it start with Black Hog?
Oh, Black Hog. Awesome. Good times. Had a good friend named Tyler Jones, brewer up in New Hampshire. And he would come down to my restaurant in New Haven. It was called Casey's Fromagerie Bistro.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. You've heard of Casey's.
Casey's, yes.
Wow. Yeah. I'm involved in a couple things.
Nice.
So he would come down and eat cheese, and we would talk about beer. And my brother would sit in, and we were having a great time. And over the years, we just, you know, we got really passionate about cheese, beer. So he called my brother and I up, and he was like, hey, I'm having a kid, and my wife wants to move back to Connecticut where she's from.
Right.
All right. He's like, I need a job at a brewery. I was like, well, there's like four breweries in Connecticut, and I know them all.
At that time.
At that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was... early, you know, 2010, 11.
Right.
So I said, I know all the breweries, and all the head brewers are the owners. So I don't know what I can do for you, but I'll talk to some folks. So I have a bar as well. It's called Ordinary. down on Chapel Street.
It's a great bar.
Nice. Great bar. Yeah. Great bar.
Wow, you start a lot of good things.
I'm a startup guy.
He also owns Connecticut. So cool. This is my state.
He's about to.
Right.
I'm working on it. Right. And so I used to go down to a brewery in Oxford called Calvary.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
No one had.
Okay.
And because he made English-style bitters.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. And nobody drinks those. But I thought that they were interesting. So I would go down there, pick up a keg, bring it to Ordinary, and that was our house beer for a while.
That's cool.
If you don't tell people it's English-style bitter, they actually like it. It's a delicious
funny.
Beer.
Right.
It's a delicious beer.
Right. Don't
just
tell
don't say it's bitter, and then it won't be in your mind.
Exactly.
So one day I went to go, very close to when Tyler, Tom, my brother, and I were talking about breweries, I went to go pick up, and the guy, Mike, said, I hate Connecticut. I'm moving out. I'm going to Florida. This is the last beer that you'll have for me. And I said, well, I go, what are you going to do with the brewery? And he's like, you want it? And I was like, give me half an hour. And I called Tyler. I called Tom. I went back. We did a quick friends and family raise. And that was Black Hog Brewing Company. We brewed under the Calvary license for the first 6 months. He was, you know, he helped us out, get on our feet, and there
How
we go.
Did you get that on the map so fast? Because it became a thing real fast.
Well, name's cool.
The name actually came from, we were sitting around trying to come up with a good brewery name, and it was around the time when I've got a bunch of kids. I had two at the time. I have three now. And every time my kids have their birthday, I smoke a pig.
Right.
And I like to use Berkshire pigs.
Right.
Lots of connected tissue, lots of fat. It's just great meat.
Ruth, you listening to all this?
Sorry, Ruth.
She's going, nah, 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 nah.
Sorry, Ruth the vegan. And so what do you do when you're smoking a pig overnight? You sit around with friends and family and you drink beer.
Yeah.
And so to me, Tom and Tyler were doing that, and his last name is Jones, and our last name is Sobosinski, so we almost named it Soba Jones Brewing Company. Thank God.
How many beers did you have to come up with that one?
Yeah, then we sobered up.
Then you sobered up.
Then we sobered up, so it was a stupid idea.
Yeah. We sobered up, and we realized, you know what? Sitting around, drinking with friends and family, having a good time, that's what we're going to name the brewery after. So every year at our anniversary, which is late August, we smoke a pig overnight.
So you're still involved in Black Hog.
Oh, heck
That's
yeah.
still yours.
Yeah.
And now you start this Haven Hot Chicken.
Yeah, so one of the guys, Haven Hot Chicken has four founders, which is a lot for, you know, a startup. But one of the guys used to work for me at Casey's. And he called me up, and we've stayed in contact over the years. He worked for me 10 years ago. His name's Ekin Tekin. He's a manager for me. Went to Yale.
Ekin Tekin.
Ekin. Cool name. Ekin Tekin, make it Tekin.
Tekin.
Ekin Tekin, make it Tekin.
And
Soba Jones and Ekin Tekin.
Some weird names.
It's like a movie.
It's like a Harry Potter character.
It's like Jay Giles came in here.
He calls me up and he's like, hey, can we talk? I want to get a cup of coffee. And I was like, uh-oh, something's up.
Right.
So the first question was like, did you get someone pregnant?
Always a good start.
Well, because normally he would call me up and be like, hey, can we get a beer?
Right.
So I was like, this is serious. So we sit down and we start talking. And he's like, I want to start a Nashville hot chicken concept. This is 2019. Cool. I want to start a Nashville hot chicken concept. I've got two other guys. These guys are Rob Latronica, amazing chef, Craig Sklar. They were from the Beer Collective, which was another downtown business.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to do this with these guys. They've got a great concept. They've got the recipes. We're going to scale this. It's going to go big.
Oh, it's like the Avengers.
Yeah. Damn. I was like, hey, man, that sounds awesome. I'm out. No, thank you. I got a lot going on. I got these kids. It's crazy.
Yeah, smoke a hog.
Yeah, exactly.
I got hogs to smoke.
So he's like, listen, come meet the guys. Come taste the product. Come see what we've built up to this point. And I did. I was blown away. I was like, hey, I'm in.
Nice. Really?
And we did pop-ups in New Haven. We did a pop-up at Ordinary. We did a pop-up at High George. We did a pop-up at Roya. We did a pop-up at Shere Khan, Indian spot.
Okay.
Every pop-up we did sold out, lines out the door.
Really?
I got 100 t-shirts for the Shere Khan pop-up that I was going to sell.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, like you'll never run out of these.
Yeah. 45 minutes in, Rob goes, hey, what's the line look outside? Because we're going to run out of chicken in the next 20 minutes.
Oops.
And I was like, what? And we
turned that shirt inside out and walked out the back door.
Right, but so you go for a cigarette.
I handed out all the t-shirts for free, and I had people holding up t-shirts going, I waited in line for half an hour. I got this crappy t-shirt. So we knew the concept was great, and then, you know, we were all set to go and open up, and then the world shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time to open a restaurant.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And so we opened our first location downtown New Haven, October 2020. We were allowed to let 3 to 4 people in the door at a time.
Oh, that's ballsy. Open up in 2020.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we knew we had a concept that people wanted. Originally, we were going to do, you know.
So you had the New Haven lease already before the world shut down?
No.
Or no?
No, we actually didn't.
Oh, so you got a deal on it?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Deal?
That's awesome. That's great.
We had a really good deal.
Good.
And it made sense, but we were going to do a full service restaurant. Servers, boozy milkshakes, full bar, sit down restaurant, chicken on the bone. And we pivoted and said, all right, we're going to make this tenders, sandwiches, fries, couple sides, QSR, quick
nice
service.
Nice and easy.
Yeah. Easy, out the door, no seating. And that's been what we do. Now,
Jason with Haven Hot Chicken.
Haven Hot Chicken.
Yeah.
And I can smell it. I'm like dying to try it.
Oh, I know. I'm like Pavlov's dog.
What is Nashville Chicken?
Nashville Chicken has a cool story. It's the story of Nashville Chicken is, this woman found out that her husband was going out on the town. He's cheating on her.
Aha!
So
at Black Hog?
Not at Black Hog.
Yes.
This is down in Nashville.
Okay.
But they got good beer down there, too. So he comes home one night, and she's fixing up his favorite meal, which is fried chicken. And she decides she's going to take some of the oil she fried the chicken in and add copious amounts of cayenne, white pepper. Just make it molten.
Right.
And then dip that freshly fried chicken into the oil. And I don't know if she knew the science behind it, but it's counterintuitive. You'd think if you take crispy fried chicken and dip it into something that's wet, it's going to get soggy. But oil is pure fat. And so you're just taking the concept is you take the chicken after frying it and you dip it into oil. And for us, we have different degrees of heat of oil.
Yeah.
So she served it to her husband and he went nuts. She thought, oh, I'm going to burn him. And she did. But he loved it. He became addicted to it. Backfired.
Right. This one I did the other chicken.
Now I got to step out twice.
Oh, he's hot too.
Right.
He took the concept and he opened up the first hot chicken joint. It was like an overnight thing. He stole it from her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
With his new girlfriend.
And now it's everywhere. I mean, it's all over, obviously, you know, Nashville and the Tennessee area. It's all over California. It's pretty big. It's down in Texas.
Are you the first one here in Connecticut?
We were the first concept in Connecticut to open. Yep. And there's a couple other that have opened since, and there's more coming in as well.
Holy
so
crap.
Try them all.
You have one going to Oxford, right?
We have absolutely Quarry Walk.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I love that. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah. Oxford.
It's like right down the street from me.
Black Hogs in Oxford. I've watched
synergy.
Oxford grow and develop, and most of it is centered around Quarry Walk.
Thanks to Tom Haynes.
Yeah.
Tom Haynes is the man.
Yep. Love that guy.
I just like what he's done. I mean, now Quarry
Walk, good government too,
is the Oxford town center. Like, it's everything, and it's such a great place. I go down there all the time. Lots of great restaurants, shops. Oh,
we got to try this chicken. I love it. Jason Silvacinski started Black Hog.
Yeah,
and then he got together with his buds and started this Haven Hot Chicken, and we're about to try it. Justin, you've tried this before like a million times, right?
I couldn't wait. Sorry.
Well, he was. When you're a CIA operative, you got to be all over the place.
But this is in the news because you're opening a place.
Newington's our next opening.
When is that?
April 13th.
Nice.
Okay. And
so
there's
next week.
All kinds of, every time they open, there's a big news story about
it. Yeah, I can see
why. Well, you give out like free chicken or whatever,
we do,
right?
And 200 of those sandwiches that you guys have in front of you.
200.
Wow.
So the first 200 people.
The sandwich. And yeah, the first 200 people that show up get a free sandwich. We make a big deal out of it. We also do our check presentation to CT Food.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Give back.
That's good.
CT Food Share. Every time we sell a banana pudding, which I did not bring you guys banana pudding.
Oh.
You should flog me.
Just kidding.
Yeah. But every time we sell a banana pudding, we donate what would equivalent to one meal. And we've raised enough money to feed 60,000 meals since we started this. Oh, it's hot.
It's a good hot.
Yeah, it'll build,
I like
too.
Hot. This is hot. And I like that.
Your head's turning red.
You know, sometimes you go out.
Your head's turning red.
Sometimes you go out and you say, I want the hottest one. You get the hottest one. You're like, this isn't hot. This is hot.
Feel the sweat.
This is a great hot.
Be careful.
Great hot.
You're turning it's a great hot.
You're turning into a thermometer right now.
Chaz, you're eating our Haven level, which on our on-menu spices is our hottest. Mm. I did bring some off-menu spice level tenders, and that's
so even hotter.
But we do ask people to please try the Haven first,
yeah,
and then go to off menu. Everyone's remember, spice is subjective,
yes.
So, you know, my idea of what's really hot and your idea of what's really hot could be completely different.
I'm guessing you use ghost peppers in here somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
okay, yeah,
oh, yeah. So, we use the Buchalukia, the ghost pepper, we use Trinidad scorpions, we use Carolina Reapers.
How do you do all those Trinidad scorpions? Have so many restaurants? How do you keep the quality up?
Systems. Process.
Right.
We have values. We have amazing people. That's nice. The number one thing.
I hear you.
I'm what's really on here? Proud
pickles,
of that.
Chicken.
Pickles, chicken.
Chicken.
Big piece of chicken.
Yep.
Big
piece of slaw. The slaw's
that's
on there.
A yep. 6 ounce.
So
breast.
I get this if I go to any store right now?
Any
this
store.
Isn't the special one you brought
no.
in?
Okay. No. Actually, we made these subpar for you guys. and the coleslaw, I'm not a coleslaw guy. But I love this coleslaw.
Yeah, coleslaw on chicken's awesome.
The coleslaw is made fresh every day.
Oh, nice.
We do it in-house.
Right.
Always.
You can maintain this level?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. When you have the right people and the right process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a heavy sandwich.
It's a massive sandwich.
It's got some weight to it, man.
Yeah. Justin, what brought you there?
Well, I've been, I'm a heat head, first of all. I've been making my own Nashville chicken for years myself, and when I heard that there was a place coming, because I'm well familiar with the Black Hog operation, Caseyus, I was downtown New Haven working for years, and so I was very excited knowing that you guys were going to open up.
It's awesome.
I was one of the guys picking up during COVID, going in there with the mask and getting a bag, a couple sandwiches.
Oh,
was,
is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
thank you.
I couldn't stay away.
Right.
But I started off with the Haven one. I said, yeah, what's the worst that could happen? And I said the same thing. It's like, damn, that is a good hot, and I've been hooked ever since. So now that we're here and right down the road in Orange, right on the town line there, I like hitting up that location as well.
What were you saying the side? What side did you like?
My usual order is two sandwiches with extra pickles. I don't go for the mac and cheese because I don't want to fill up on the carbs. I just want the chicken. I just want the hot chicken.
Right.
So,
but you said there's some bites.
Oh, the cauliflower. The cauliflower bites.
Those are so good. They're like crispy and
have
it doesn't taste
them?
Like how. Oh, yeah. No, I've been there too. This place is great. Unbelievable.
I'll try mine.
You can't tell it tastes like healthy. Like, you know what I mean? You can't taste that it tastes like a vegetable.
Right. So tell us how you broke all your toes. How is that even possible?
So this, I didn't do them all at the same time.
They're not at the same time.
Did you kick that ball in front of Target too?
Over the, I mean, I've broken up to four at once on one foot.
Okay,
that was several years ago before I became an entrepreneur. We'll say
right,
yeah, just because we're on the radio,
because right. we're kids.
So there was a stop sign that someone acquired. And I was
they acquired
okay
and I was hold and it was it tied happens. To a rope, and so I was holding it up and running because it had been acquired.
You didn't mean to sign stop
and and the rope broke and it guillotined four of my toes.
Oh my god.
It was a good one.
What, did it cut him off?
there was blood, but no, not a full severing, but fully broken.
Damn.
And that's when I learned that with both toes and ribs,
right?
There's nothing. The doctor was like, you got to wait.
Yeah, they don't. There's a little cast for it.
Yep.
Yep. They just kind of set as far as, just don't walk around a lot.
Broken a bunch of toes, broken a couple ribs.
Right.
Not too bad.
Right.
I'm trying to survive. Really far.
Okay.
Whoop. Oh, it's got the consensus.
He's trying something healthy. He's trying something
I
got to
tell you something. That sandwich is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm one two bite symbol. I'm like, oh, my God. Because I'm going to make a mess of myself, so I'm being good.
I can see how you're opening restaurants so far.
Damn straight, man. That's amazing.
People are psyched. We're not just putting out good food. We're also really trying to engage in our communities. So we sponsor youth soccer teams, Little League, cheerleading, baseball. Nice. We're in the colleges. We do a bunch of things with Quinnipiac College. We're up at UConn. We're doing NIL deals, so we're we're actually giving college athletes some money to come out and
one of those
talk
UConn
about
writers
us.
Gave you a really good review.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. UConn's been great. UConn's our only restaurant right now.
He was a good, like a college kid.
Yeah.
He wrote a really well thought out
come
review.
On, UConn.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go, dogs. Let's go, dogs.
I can't believe the food is so good. Like, you made it wherever you made it, then brought it over here.
It traveled well.
And then it sat out in the kitchen for a while, and it's still great.
Yeah.
You know, usually food that's made quickly.
Made like an hour ago.
Doesn't sit that well.
Yeah.
Nice job, man.
Thank you. Really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all the happiness you've brought to Connecticut through KCS, through Black Hawk, through all your businesses, and then now Haven Hot Chicken.
Wow. Amazing.
Thank you, brother. Talking about what are the chances?
Yes.
Ayesha May's in studio. What are the chances Ayesha's playing Illicit Brewing tomorrow?
What are the chances?
Pretty damn good, I think.
Oh, wow. Good chance.
203-882-9757. These are those amazing stories. Like, you're not going to believe what happened to me.
Most folks don't.
Joe in Weathersfield.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, good. Hi. Thanks.
What are the chances you'd call? Go ahead.
First, thanks for everything you guys do. You make my day.
Thank you. Thank you. And at 9 o'clock, I just want to, as you're mentioning that, we're going to talk to Make-A-Wish about another project we're doing, and we need your help.
Yes.
So thank you.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
No problem. Sounds great.
All right.
I'm going to make this quick because it is a long story, but I'm going to make it real quick.
Okay.
My favorite band of all time is Led Zeppelin. I got married October 20th, 1995. Plant and Page were coming to the Civic Center on the 21st.
Okay.
I bought tickets to the show because I wasn't leaving for my honeymoon until the 22nd. As it got closer to the show, I said, what am I, nuts? I'm going to go to a concert the day after the wedding. Sold the tickets. My brother, who's my best man, got me a room at the Goodwin Hotel the night of my wedding. The next morning, me and the ex-wife now were walking down the hall with our tux and gown, and there's Jimmy Page getting room service in his robe, and I'm like, this can't be happening.
Now, when you say room service, you mean room service, right? He's in his robe.
Oh, wow.
From someone who works at the hotel.
Right.
But food. He was getting food.
Okay, whatever. What do you want to call it?
So the door shuts, and I tell my wife, I said, that's Jimmy Page. She goes, bullshit. Excuse me.
BS.
She says,
bull crap. Right.
Yeah. And she went and knocked on the door, and this young girl came to the door who happened to be his wife, and she said, excuse me, is that Jimmy Page? She says, yes, it is. Would you like to come in and meet him?
Really?
What?
That's very nice
of
her.
God's honest, this is a God's honest true story. Wow. Walk in the door, there he is, eating breakfast. I could barely speak.
I hear you.
I'm like, gives us an autograph, congratulations, all this kind of stuff. We go to leave, and the wife comes running out. She says, hey, when are you leaving for your honeymoon? He said, tomorrow. Would you like to be our guest at the show tonight? Absolutely. So we give her our names and everything like that. Now, all day long, I'm like, they're going to forget about us.
Right.
We go to Will Call. There's backstage passes, tickets to the show. We sat right on the side of the stage.
Nice.
It was unbelievable. Then she came out to get us.
You know what's great about this story?
What's that?
Is that he didn't do this to go viral.
Yeah.
He was doing this. Only because you're a fan and he loves his fans.
Right, being nice.
Right.
Right.
Just being nice.
Yeah, they keep on handing guitars.
This wasn't,
stuff,
we're going to make a video and it's going to go viral and people will think I'm cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. And then to make just the end of it, as you guys know, you go wait in a certain area if you've got backstage passes.
Yeah.
And whoever invited you comes out to get you. If they don't come out to get you, you don't go.
Yeah.
Well, she comes out. Big hug, big kiss, like she's known us her whole life. Brought us backstage, got to hang out with Plant and Page for about an hour.
Nice. Oh, my God.
And so Robert Plant's one of the nicest people in the world, too.
And what are the chances? I'm guessing you didn't have a camera.
We didn't have those cell phones back then. Like,
they knew that. We could do this. No one will know.
But the best thing that ever happened out of my wedding.
Incredible.
Right.
Incredible. But,
otherwise, day was a waste.
Yep. Incredible.
It was definitely great. I'll tell you what, when I tell people this story, they're just looking at me. But I got everything in a plaque with backstage passes, the tickets to the show, his autograph.
Amazing.
You know, the whole nine yards
right.
to prove everything.
Nice.
What a story.
But listen, guys, once again, thank you for everything you guys do. Seriously, my day goes all great up until 10 o'clock in the morning because I'm a salesman on the road.
Oh, thank you, man. What do you sell?
I sell produce and dairy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Work for a great company called Sardilli, and we sell produce in dairy.
Nice. Sounds awesome. What a great story.
Listen, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
Right. Page plant, produce and dairy.
Hey, it's like, yeah, we're going to have a big party. I'm not going to want to go to a concert after.
Right. Yeah.
Sell these tickets.
Right.
Amazing.
Wow. Got a better deal.
Wow.
It was meant
to be. It's crazy.
It was meant to be. Not the wedding, but, you know.
Chris in Watertown.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey.
This is my first time I'm calling you guys, and the first time I got...
Welcome to the show! Where you been? I've been on just saying to AJ this morning, where's Chris from Watertown?
Yeah, I remember him saying that.
He never calls.
I said, what are the chances of calling
you? What are the chances you call?
Look at that.
Yeah, what are the chances? Anyways, back in the 70s, I got into a physical altercation at a parking lot.
A fight, yes.
Fighting with, all his friends came to help him out. So I jumped in my car. Somebody jumped in front of my car to stop me, and I hit him with my car, and he flew off to the side, and I took off.
Right.
So about 6 months later, I started dating this woman.
Oh, no.
And I go to her house and meet her family, and her brother is the guy I hit with the car. But he didn't recognize me because I was in the car, so I never said anything.
And he had brain damage.
Right, yeah. Right. And, you know, two prosthetic legs. But
he looked at you and was like,
ah! Can it speak?
They call me Denty.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I was a little nervous, but, you know.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyway,
it's good that he didn't recognize you. That would have been very awkward.
Seriously. Pass turkey.
But you must have had the paranoia, like, during dinner.
Like, it was good to see that he wasn't on crutches or anything like that. You know?
Right. So, he was fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, during dinner, you're thinking, man, I hope that my face doesn't pop into his head. You know?
Well, at one point he said that his brother said, you know, you look familiar. He goes, well, I run into you before.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Thanks for finally calling in.
Yeah, we won't tell him, though.
Hey, I love you guys.
Love all you right, too, man.
Love you more.
Be funny if the guy he hit calls in now.
Right. Yeah, right?
That's him.
What are the chances that happens?
I knew he looked familiar.
I handed him mashed potatoes and everything.
Bruce in Prospect.
Hi.
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 Good morning, guys. So I'll start this off with this about 20 years ago, I was out of the Army.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I've been out of the Army about 20 years at the time, and I'm a lifelong carpenter, and I ended up getting a job in Cleveland. So I was on Facebook, and I connected with a friend of mine I was in Germany with and lives in Kentucky, and I said, how far are you away? He said, about a three-hour drive. So I told him which hotel I was staying at, and I waited for him to show up. And while I'm in the restaurant waiting, a guy walks in front of me, and I recognized him. And I was like, I think that's, you know, so-and-so. So I walked over to his table, and I patted him on the shoulder, and he turns around, and he says, Bruce, oh, my God. He was a different guy that we were in Germany with together.
Wow.
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 And I was talking to him, and I asked him where he was living at, and he's like, I'm in South Carolina. And I'm just up in Cleveland for a conference, and this is the hotel I'm staying at.
Oh
my God.
What are the chances?
There's a covert operation going on.
What are the odds?
20 years later. Wow.
20 years later.
Delta Force back together again.
Yeah. Same city.
It was a pretty cool night.
We're talking about the what are the chances?
Yeah.
Moments in life. 203-882-9757. Ayesha May in studio.
Good morning.
Tomorrow, she's at Illicit Brewing performing, and we're linked up.
Cool.
Kathy in Bristol.
Yeah, good morning. How is everybody today?
Good, thank you.
I'm a little full. Thanks for asking.
I'm full of awesome chicken.
Yes.
You're lucky. Drink a lot of water, right?
Thank you.
I'm always told that by cops. Good.
So I was like 5 months pregnant. I was down in New Orleans with my ex-husband, and we go to this really beautiful grand old hotel. It was like four stories high, and there were two big high-rises on both sides of it. And they were all talking about how cool it was that old, old hotel was still there. So the porter came out to move our luggage, and I said, hey, is anybody famous staying at this hotel? He goes, yeah. He goes, Michael McDonald is staying here. So you know, we tried, like, to get to the Hard Rock Cafe and everything, and I was pregnant, and we would walk, like, 10 blocks to go to the Hard Rock Cafe and see him, and they wouldn't let us in because he was all sold out. So we get back to the hotel. A couple of days later, we're checking out. We're on the fourth floor. It only had four floors. The porter goes, oh, he goes, Miss, did you ever get to meet him? I said, no. I said, we tried, but, you know, it didn't happen. So we get down to the second floor. The elevator opened up, and it was Michael McDonald.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It wasn't the Michael McDonald.
Wow.
Oh, my God. He looked to the left. He looked to the right. He looked at me, and he goes, who, me?
Right.
And I pretty much grabbed him. I pulled him into the elevator. I never shut up talking. He goes, you're too young to know who I am. And I was laughing. I go, you were a guest musician on Three Dog Night. I don't think he ever was. But, oh, boy, he went with everything we said. Oh, my God. He was the nicest guy. He was, like, during the day, he was having lunch with somebody. He was across the intersection from us, and he's going, yoo-hoo, guys, yoo-hoo, and he's waving to us.
Oh,
guys. And that high note.
Guys, right? Hello, guys. Hello. Oh, what a fool,
really, really cool. What a nice guy he was.
What a cool guy. Yeah. We got that vibe from him the couple of times that we talked to him.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems like,
yeah, very chill,
really
dude.
Cool dude.
Yeah, very.
What a high voice. I love that guy. I hope I can run into him again someday.
What a great story.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it, but I left a bunch out. But I just never shut up, and the guy put up with me. He was hilarious.
That's great.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.
Yeah.
Welcome to the restaurant. Hi, guys!
They spill hot coffee slap.
Dan in Oxford.
Dan Oxford!
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I have a similar story. It was a dating story. There was this girl I was dating 18 years ago. And we were together for about a year and a half, and her father worked for a big company in Connecticut. And, you know, so we ended up breaking up, and, you know, I go out with my now wife, who, you know, I'm going out with her, and, you know, she tells me who her dad works with for and everything, and I'm like, no, wait, just so you know, full disclosure, my ex's dad worked for the same company.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Right.
You might know. So, as it turns out, you know, I'm dating her for a year, and I ended up, you know, marrying her and everything. And her father worked right next to my ex's father.
Oh, they compare notes on you.
Two of them worked together. What's that?
They compare notes on you.
Well, it was actually kind of funny. Yeah, the story they were telling. We ended up going away, and he ended up going to work and took pictures to work of, you know, the vacation we were on. And he's like, oh, my daughter dated a guy, you know, similar name, whatever, similar job. And it's like, no way, my daughter did too. It was very, very, you know, eerie. And then they found out, you know, it was me, same guy. And he didn't tell me until about a year later when we were getting married.
Right.
And, you know, told me that, yeah, well, I worked right next to him. And,
what are the chances?
It was hilarious. Right.
Well, you sure get around, don't you?
Hey, I could elaborate more. There's a few other stories.
But no, but when it's a big company, it's like saying you're from Long Island, and then someone says, oh, do you know Jimmy Smith?
That happens all the time.
It's like, well, there's only like 7 million people.
Be more
specific. Maybe three.
Yep. Yeah.
How many?
Yep.
How many million?
I don't know.
I forgot. There's millions of people.
Yes.
But, But yeah, there was a few other incidents of girls I had gone out with, and it was just like, but yeah, it's a small world out there.
Right. Now you just brag.
Yeah, now you sound like a bragger.
Now I just brag.
You do sound like a bragger.
In a good way.
Sorry.
In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
All right.
One more. Jane and Trumbull.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
Good. All right. So my son and his wife bought a house, and they're plan was to demolish it and build a new one. So my son and my husband went the day they were going to demolish the house. My son quick runs in the house, you know, just to make a final check. And my husband and son watch as they bulldoze the house down.
Right.
My son realizes after a few minutes after the house is down, where are my keys?
Oh, no.
He had left his keys on the stairs in the house before they bulldozed it down.
Good luck with that one.
So he goes to the, yeah, so he goes to the guy who bulldozed the house. He says, look, I left my keys. I think I left them on the stairs. Do you have any idea where they might be? The guy's like, well, how am I know? But from where I bulldozed, it's probably in this area here. So my husband texts me, let me know, you know, what happened. He goes, yeah, he left his keys in the car. Good luck finding them. My son jumps in the foundation in the middle of the rubble. About 10 minutes later, my husband sends me a text, a picture of my son in the rubble, in the foundation, holding up his keys.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the chances of
that?
What
are the chances?
Unfortunately, the house fell in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my story.
That's nice. Amazing. Thank you, Jane. Amazing.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.